So many emails, tweets, just telegrams. I got one from Wells Fargo this morning by Stagecoach. So many people asking, Ken, what happened with the 23-pound turkey known as Turkey Lee's?
Yes.
Which has his own website now, apparently. His whole following and everything like that.
Has his own Instagram, right?
That turned out to be the least of our concerns on Wednesday night going into Thursday. Now, it was down to the wire as far as thawing out the turkey. It had been in the refrigerator since Sunday.
Yeah.
And it had done most of its duty. I said duty. But the inside, we were stuffing it, you know, with all the stuff you stuff it with. And we ran into some pretty glacial ice early on. And
Katie, as you were trying to put the stuff inside.
Katie looked at me and was like, babe, this ain't thawed. I'm like, well, hang on. Because we were having another bit of an issue. It was the real drama had to do with the deviled eggs, okay?
So you don't want to mess up the deviled eggs at Thanksgiving.
No, and my wife has an amazing thing. In fact, I hate deviled eggs unless she's making them. She converted me under the deviled egg train. And so I messed up the first batch of hard-boiled eggs, big surprise, ladies and gentlemen.
How did you do that?
I just didn't boil them long enough and then opened them.
So
and they
had, like, poached eggs.
They were running. Yes! Which, you know, I could have just done Gordon Ramsay voice and then we would have been okay.
You should have just brought out hollandaise sauce.
This is exactly what I planned. And then just cuss at anybody that had an issue with that. No. So I needed to go out. Those were the only dozen that we had. If we were fine, until I messed it up. So I venture out Wednesday night about 9 o'clock thinking this might be a good idea. I'll go to the little Walmart neighborhood thing by me. It's not the big Walmart. It's the littler one, the neighborhood market. There is a line out the parking lot to get into the parking lot. It was only broken up by the intersection, and the line continued on the other side. So I'm like, yeah, no, okay. So I go about 8 minutes down the road to another Wally World. Same situation. This is a super center. That is just anarchy.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I go marching in, and I do finally walk into, I think it was Big Lots at the time, but I was starting to get curious.
You went to Big Lots
there
for
eggs?
There
were hundreds around me. Lost souls just like mine with a list in one hand and the Bible in the other for protection, for crying out loud.
Okay.
We were all in it together. Anyway, I ended up leaving there. They
Dejected.
Didn't have them. They were sold out. Mm-hmm. Go down the street. Gas station eggs. Who knew?
Gas station eggs.
Yes.
Did you get them for Miss Teresa?
I did. She was not on duty, though. I said duty again. And luckily, my wife's recipe overcame the odds. Because they were a little bumpy. They were bumpy eggs.
Bumpy?
I didn't even tell her this. They were a little bumpy. They weren't
bumpy
cracked.
Bumpy eggs?
But they're all on the same on the inside, right?
No.
I'm not discriminatory, ladies and gentlemen. 23-pound turkey, no problem. And bumpy eggs. Not bad. Yeah.
Hey, I heard you had some Humpty Dumpty bumpy eggs.
That's the thing after we turned off the microphones that Marley had the most questions about. Yeah.
Yes.
Bumpy eggs.
What?
I had never seen eggs like this. I mean, it was basic shape of an egg, but they had, it's kind of like the shell had a little extra to it. Had a little
nodules. I've never seen that either.
Y'all didn't get sick?
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't. We did glow during the Cowboy game, though, afterwards. So that's normal, though, right?